Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 tells us that as a person thinks in his heart, so is he, not only embraces the whole of man's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstances of his life. A person is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all of his thoughts. Everything we do, every act that we commit, is the blossom of thought, and joy and sufferings are the fruits. If a person's mind has evil thoughts, pain comes to him. If he has thoughts of purity, joy follows him. A person is made or unmade by himself. It is in the armor of thought that he forges the weapons by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tools which he builds for himself, heavenly mansions of joy. By the right choices and true application of thought, man can ascend to the divine perfection. On the other hand, wrong thinking and the wrong application of thought, he can descend below the level of the beast. A person's mind may be likened to a garden, which he may intelligently cultivate or allow to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into the garden, then an abundance of useless weed seed will fall in it and will continue to produce their own kind. Just as a gardener cultivates his garden, keeping it free from weeds and growing the flowers and fruits which he likes, so a man must tend the garden of his mind, weeding out the wrong and useless and impure thoughts, and cultivating towards perfection the flowers and fruits of righteousness and pure thoughts. By this process, a man sooner or later discovers that he is the master gardener of his soul, the director of his life. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Thought and character are one. And as character can only manifest and discover itself through environment and circumstances, the outer condition of a person's life will always be found to be related to his inner state. This does not mean that a man's circumstances at any given time are an indication of his entire character, but that these circumstances are connected with some vital element within himself. They are indispensable for his development. As a progressive and evolving being, mankind is where he is, that he may learn and that he may grow. And as he learns the spiritual lessons which any circumstances contain for him, it will pass away and give place to other circumstances. Man is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. But when he realizes that he has creative power and that he may command the hidden soil and the seeds of his being out of which circumstances grow, he then becomes the rightful master of his mind. The soul attracts that which it secretly harbors, that which it loves, and also that which it fears. It reaches the heights of its cherished aspiration, and it falls to the level of its unchastened desires. Circumstances are the means by which the soul receives the end of its thoughts. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and take root there produces its own, blossoming sooner or later into an act, bearing its own fruit of opportunity. Good thoughts bear good fruits. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.